Hello, my name is Nicholas Parsons, and as the minute waltz fades away, once more it is my pleasure to welcome our many listeners, not only in this country, but throughout the world, but also to welcome to the program this week four individual, highly talented and exciting performers of this particular game. And we have great pleasure in welcoming back somebody who is highly successful at the moment, very popular, outrageously funny, and always enjoyable, and he's Graham Norton. We also welcome another comedian who is very good at the improvised humour, and that is Tony Hawkes. We welcome back with great pleasure someone who's been with the show since it first began and is ever creative and witty in the show, that is Clement Freud. And we welcome someone who's playing the game now for the very first time, and so she's naturally very anxious about it, but that is the wonderful, original, entertaining performer, Pam Ayres. Would you please welcome all four of them? Beside me sits Claire Bartlett, and she's going to help me keep the score, and she's going to blow a whistle when the 60 seconds is up. And as usual, I'm going to ask our four players of the game to speak on the subject that I give them, and they will try and do that without hesitation, repetition, or deviation. And this particular edition of Just a Minute is coming from the beautiful Old Vic Theatre in the heart of that great city of Bristol. And in front of us, we have a Bristolian audience, or some Bristolians, and a good Gloucester audience anyway, because they see they all come from outside as well. And they've come here to cheer us on our way as we start the show this week with Graham Norton. And Graham, the subject here is upstaging people. I don't know why you laugh. I've never seen him upstage anybody. He gives all his guests free reign and freedom. But anyway, talk on the subject. 60 seconds, as usual, Graham, starting now.
Upstaging people is something that the people of Bristol are very...
Pam, challenge.
Oh, I think I'm in the wrong, actually,
yes,
straight
are,
away, because I'm... You can say people, the name of your subject, you can say it as
that's
many
right.
times as you...
That's right, Pam.
In that case, I'm very, very sorry and deeply apologise.
You don't need to apologise, because it was lovely to hear from you. The audience enjoyed it. And, you know, you got us off to a great start.
Well, I like to be aggressive, but
as you haven't played the game before, you can repeat the phrase, the subject, or the words on the card.
Right.
But that's the only thing you can repeat.
All right, thank you very much. I'm a novice, you see.
That's right. But we won't charge anything for that, Graham, and we will carry on and tell you that you have... 56 seconds to continue on upstaging people, starting now.
People who upstage people are the luckiest people in the world. And nowhere is that truer than watching the extras in the casualty waiting room. Some doctor desperately emoting about a nurse he might have got pregnant, while a man rolls like a dog in paint, covered in cheap blood behind him. It's all you can watch. Another good way of upstaging people, that would be people you might upstage, is nudity. I'm aware that right now no one's speaking to me. They're all looking up Pam Ayres' skirt. She is truly the Sharon Stone of Bristol. Oh, but now I have said Bristol twice.
Clement challenged.
He said Bristol twice.
Well, though you can't repeat Bristol too often, you can in this game. So, Clement, that was a repetition, so you get a point for a correct challenge. You take over the subject, and there are 8 seconds available, starting now.
Upstaging people is much more rewarding than upstaging ants, bees, cats, ducks, elephants.
Whoever is speaking in this game, when the whistle goes, gains an extra point. On this occasion, it was Clement Freud, so naturally he has 2 at the end of the round, and nobody else has got any at all. Tony Hawkes, will you take the next round, please? Mm. Tony, the subject is office politics. 60 seconds as usual, starting now.
One of the advantages of being in show business is that you don't need to go into an office every day of the week and try and indulge in office politics. Therefore, I know very little about this subject. I imagine what you do is go up to the boss and say, "Here's a lovely pencil sharpener. It's all yours. Do you want to sleep with me?" This would be the way you can ingratiate yourself and then get promotion through the system. I did this on the one day I did off temping, and there was rather an unfortunate incident involving the aforementioned instrument for the making pointy bit of the lead, and, of course, the thing in which we lay.
Clement Freud challenge.
We've had a thing before.
You've had a thing before.
Yeah, so did the boss as well.
Yes, yes, yes. You can't substitute that word too often. Right, so Clement, another correct challenge. Point to you, 16 seconds available. Tell us something about office politics starting now.
I understand that the important thing about office politics is to take your sexual pleasures from people within your wage range. The mistake is when you are the boss and you try and have it off with a secretary, a cleaner, or someone.
Well, Clement Freud was then speaking as the whistle went and gained the extra point again, but he got other points in the run, so Clement really, you see, is getting all the points. Graham has got a bonus point. Tony went again for about 40 seconds and didn't get anything, but this is the irony of this particular game. Let's move on now and ask Pam Ayres to take the next round. Pam, the subject here is going to the dentist. 60 seconds starting now.
Oh, the agony of going to the dentist. The grip of fear upon the insides. The sinking of the heart as the loathsome building comes into view. The sinister tone of the doorbell. And on walking in, the unmistakable, impossible to disguise smell of the place. Oh, imagine the scene, the magazines, the huddle of plastic toys, the thick, bored books for the very young. Can you hear the sounds, the distant drill in the marrow of somebody else's teeth? The traffic in the street, the receptionist making appointments with other victims, and then the approach of footsteps and your name being called. Oh!
Pam Ayres, first time on Just a Minute. First subject, she went with it with style and panache, and she kept going for 60 seconds. And so she gets a point for speaking when the whistle went, but a bonus point for not being interrupted. So, Pam, you're in second place now, behind Clement Freud. And Clement, it's your turn to begin. The subject is Rovers. Tell us something about Rovers, starting now.
Rovers were very favourite magazines of mine, together with Wizard, Champion, Triumph, Adventure and Hotspur, mostly printed by Thompson's of Dundee. But Rovers are also tickets which you can get on a regionalised railway line.
Tony challenge.
I think there was a hesitation there.
Well, like that's a stumble we call a hesitation, yes. So, Tony, 44 seconds available. Tell us something about Rovers starting now.
I often wonder to myself, who are the best Rovers? Is it Tranmere, Blackburn, or Bristol? It's difficult to know which side the audience will be tonight. Presumably there will be some bitter City fans in here thinking we don't want him to go on and pay a lot of compliments to those 11...
pay a lot of what?
Compliments.
I sense a hesitation. Yes.
Well, we call the hesitation or deviation from English as we understand it, whichever way you want. 23 seconds. Rovers with you, Graham, starting now.
I understand from what I've just heard that Rovers have something to do with Bristol. Does that mean that Roy of the Rovers comes from this fair city? I do hope so. Glancing around the audience, I see people, possibly sporty types. Is one of them the boy's name that I can't remember?
Tony challenge.
I think there was a hesitation as he nearly said Roy again.
Yeah, right. No.
Oh.
I don't think so.
I think actually Graham thought there was a slight hesitation.
No,
I don't think so.
I
felt it wasn't a hesitation. Difficult to judge sometimes. Okay. So, Graham, another point to you, and you, because an incorrect challenge, and you keep the subject, and there are 7 seconds available still for Rovers, starting now.
The Rovers Return is a popular pub in Coronation Street, and in design terms, quite odd, because there's more room.
So, So Graham Norton was then speaking as the whistle went, gained that extra point. He's now equal with Clement Freud in the lead. And Graham, it's also your turn to begin. And the subject is squash. Tell us something about squash in this game, starting now.
My favourite episode of Casualty ever began in the squash court. I thought, what's going to happen here? A broken leg, a twisted ankle. No, the person fell over, broke the squash racket, and ended up sticking the handle of it in their neck. I'm not making this up. It was on television. It was quite graphic and gruesome.
Clement Freud challenge.
Repetition.
Of what?
I forget.
I think that deserves a bonus point because they enjoy what you said. But I'm afraid you haven't got a correct challenge within the rules of just a minute. So, Graham, 35 seconds still available. Another point to you for the interruption, of course. Squash starting now.
I grew up drinking squash. It was supposed to be a pleasant, soft drink. It was, in fact, tap water with a slight bit of colour.
Clement challenge.
Three wases.
It's true, because what you repeated before was, it was, yeah. It was. And now you've said was. So actually, so Clement, you caught up on yourself, and you've got the subject and a point. And 27 seconds squash starting now.
It is a game which shouldn't be played by anyone with a heart condition. And I use that term very widely, because most people have pictures of some kind or another, and squash must not be.
Pam, you've challenged.
Well, I'd say that was a hesitation.
And you would be right, Pam. I would agree with that. You know where the audience sympathies lie. You're going to get applauded every time you say anything. You have 11 seconds to tell us something about squash starting now.
In my garden.
Yes, Clement, your
chance. Hesitation.
No.
Panto's next week.
I think that was a generous gesture, amongst other things. Another point to Pam Ayres, and still the subject of squash with her. 9 seconds starting now.
In my garden, I like to grow...
Tony?
I'm afraid this is a bit cruel, but that's a repetition of In My Garden.
No, that was in another round she talked about in my garden.
No. Just this second she said that.
Did she? Oh, yeah. Well, that's all right. Thanks very much.
It was a bit, it's very cruel because she was only getting going, but I thought, I've only got 1 point.
I know, that's
right. I haven't said anything.
It's quite true, you have only got 1 point. You've yeah. spoken quite
as,
a lot.
As so. The Sharon Stone of Bristol, I object, mate.
So, Tony, another point to you, and you've got 7 seconds. Tell us something about squash, starting now.
I've never understood why businessmen insist on playing this game to relax when they get on the...
Pam, challenged.
He irritated me. I was irritated.
All right, only because of the audience reaction, we give Pam a bonus point for that. Because, quite a novel way of playing the game, but... The audience reaction means I give you a bonus point.
Oh, thank you.
Tony also gets the point because he was interrupted, and he has 2 seconds to continue on squash starting now.
A glass of squash with Pam after the show.
Well, it's very even at the moment. Pam Ayres, with some help from Clement Freud with his challenges, has brought her right up equal with Clement in the lead. And only 1 point behind is Graham Norton. And now Tony, with some help, has jumped up and he's only 1 point behind Graham. And Tony, your turn to begin. What a lovely subject here for Bristol. A great Bristolian, Cary Grant. Ooh. It's all come back. They're all nudging each other. Oh, he came from Bristol, you know. Anyway, would you tell us something about Cary Grant in 60 seconds, starting now?
It will come as some surprise to you that Cary Grant was born in Bristol. under the name Archibald Leach. But he must have been a very odd figure indeed to leave such a beautiful city and head off for Los Angeles and Hollywood to try and make fame there, when he could have come to the Old Vic Theatre and had a wonderful career here. But there you go, that's him, and it's nothing to do with me. But what I will say is I enjoyed watching him very much in that film directed by Alfred Hitchcock, North by Ditto West. And I thought it was very good, because the way he was running around underneath an aircraft, which I believe was trying to spray some sort of thing on top of him. He ducked down in the cornfields. Oh, what a heroic figure. English, you know. Did I mention he was from this part of the world? I can't remember.
Clement Freud challenge.
Yes, he had.
Right,
Bristol, I think it was.
Yes, he did. You did repeat.
No, I said this part of the world the second time.
Well, another point to you then. And 7 seconds. Tell us more about Cary Grant, starting now.
Some people have likened me to the great Cary Grant. And why not? I have the elegant looks, the speaking voice.
So Tony Hawk started with the subject and finished with the subject, but he was interrupted on the way, so he got a point for being interrupted, he got a point for speaking as the whistle went. He's now equal with Pam Ayres and Clement Freud in the lead, and only 1 point behind is Graham Norton. And Pam, it's your turn to begin. And the subject is husbands. Tell us something about husbands in just a minute, starting now.
Husbands have largely been overtaken by partners. Now, the modern image of a husband is of a reliable, dull old plodder, laden down with cares about his children, his grandchildren, his mortgage repayments, his diminishing pension. See him in your mind's eye as he digs his garden, turn in the sod.
Graham, you've challenged.
Well, now, I don't know. It was not. It was deturning the sod. It was a hesitation, I thought, before turning the sod.
That was my accent.
Silly me.
No, I don't think she hesitated. I mean,
what did she say then?
I don't know, but it wasn't.
She was... You're in a very odd mood tonight, Nicholas.
I know, but...
Are you listening to any of this?
She was
keeping you up?
She was turning the soil, but they obviously do it in a different way in Oxfordshire.
Yeah.
They obviously... They deter it instead of turning it.
Fair enough. I'm
right.
An idiot.
Right. So, Pam, the benefit of the doubt, and 34 seconds to continue on husbands, starting now.
Making his way through the wearisome tasks to the merciful end. Partners, on the other hand...
Graham challenge.
Oh. Now, so I might be wrong. Was a partner before and then
yes.
Partners this time?
Yes. Absolutely. Yes, one
you've,
was the plural.
You've actually, you could have got away with that one, you know, if you hadn't said partner and partners.
Right, I'd get away with that, which is wrong. But to say the nice lady stumbled over deturning soil, that's madness.
26 seconds, Pam. Another point. Husband, starting now.
On the...
yes?
I thought there was a hesitation.
I think you definitely was. Pam, I'm sorry. I can't be kind on that one again. So it was a hesitation. Yes, it was 1.5 seconds, actually. 25 seconds for you, Tony, on husbands starting now.
I have a completely different picture of husbands to Pam. I see them as virile, fine, upstanding men, deturning the sod in the garden, if they like, doing whatever they please in a heroic way, going out, earning a fine wage, returning, giving it to the children.
Clement Freud challenge.
Repetition of turning.
One was deturning and the other one was turning. We all know deturning is one word.
That's right. So, Tony, you have another point. You still have husbands and you still have 9 seconds starting now.
There was a Woody Allen.
Clement Chums.
Mumble.
Mumble. There was a Woody Allen. Who's running the show?
Yes.
No,
in fairness to the audience, Nicholas, somebody has to. They've realised there's a big gap in the middle of the stage. They're just taking over.
Tony, 7 seconds. Husbands, with you starting now.
Film by that American director called Husbands and Wives. And I watched this to see if there were any...
Well, Tony Hawks is then speaking as a whistle went, and with the other points he gained in that round, including one for speaking as a whistle went, has taken him into the lead ahead of Pam Ayres and Clement Freud and Graham Norton in that order. And Clement, it's your turn to begin, and the subject is Dutch courage. Tell us something about that in this show, starting now.
Dutch courage is bravery shown in the light of drunkenness, as opposed to Transylvanian bravery, which is...
Tony Chant.
Repetition of bravery. Mm,
right. Yes, right.
Absolutely.
Another point to you, Tony.
Didn't want to.
Thank God we're all agreed.
51 seconds, Tony, on Dutch courage, starting now.
I always thought someone who had Dutch courage was Ruud Gullit for having that hairstyle. Because he would run around that pitch, it would bounce up and down in an extraordinary way, and I thought, there's a figure with Dutch courage. And I'd sometimes tell my chums.
Oh, Clement Freud, right.
Repetition of thought.
Yes, you did think twice. And you use the word thought. So, Clement, another point to you, 34 seconds. Dutch courage, starting now.
In a restaurant, you would say to your partner, shall we go Dutch or run away before the bill comes? And Brussels... And
Tony challenged.
I thought there was a hesitation.
Yeah, it was so small, I'm not going to allow it.
Oh, OK, fair enough.
I mean, you have to judge sometimes. Benefit of the doubt to Clement on this occasion, and he keeps the subject. 25 seconds, Dutch courage, starting now.
Daffodils, windmills, Amsterdam and Rotterdam, quite apart from Queen Wilhelmina, are the...
Now, I can't gauge... I look to you, Nicholas. Was that a hesitation? It seemed like one to my untrained ear.
Graham, it was definitely a hesitation. 17 seconds. We're going to hear from you, Graham, on Dutch courage, starting now.
Imagine the amount of Dutch courage you would require to go home if you lived in a windmill. Bad enough sober, but drunk, trying to get your key into the door with that huge thing just swooshing around, jumping back and forward. It doesn't bear...
Well, I'm very pleased you got in on that subject, because they loved it. Right. And you were speaking as a whistle wind. You gained an extra point. You've leapt forward. And you're still in fourth place, but the... but you're only 1 point behind Pam Ayres and Clement Freud, and they're two behind Tony Hawks, who's in the lead. And, Tony, your turn to begin. The subject is In the Doghouse. Can you take that subject and go with it for 60 seconds, if possible, starting now?
I wonder if I've rather mischievously been given this subject, because a while back I wrote a book called Round Island with a Fridge, and those that have read it will know that in this I slept in a doghouse with a member of the opposite sex and had the courage, Dutch perhaps, to write it down and recount every last detail.
Oh.
I can see the people here want those facts now, but they can go out to a bookshop if they want those. However, what I will say, that if you're in the doghouse, usually people think bad things about you. You've upset people in a little way, and I've said people three times.
He's said people.
Yes, people. You've got another point, Clement. You've got the subject, and you have 20 seconds in the doghouse, starting now.
In the doghouse, or... dans la maison des chiens, im Haus von dem Hund, is a very popular expression for being in bad.
Tony, your challenge.
Well, normally, you see, we don't pick up on words like in, but when you say them consecutively, you do.
So, Tony, correct challenge. Repetition and hesitation, whatever you want. 6 seconds in the doghouse, starting now.
I would be in the doghouse with this Bristol audience were I to say Tranmere Rovers are a finer team than the other 11.
Right, so at the end of that round, Tony Hawks was again speaking as a whistle went. He gained an extra point for doing so, of course. He's got a lead. He's definite lead. He's just ahead of Clement Freud, who's two or three ahead of Pam Ayres, and she's equal in third place with Graham Norton. So we only have time for one more round, and it's Pam Ayres' turn to begin. And the subject, Pam, very apt for someone who talks about her garden and all that, is chicks. I know you have you got any chicks, but tell us about chicks. 60 seconds starting now.
Chicks are interesting creatures and may be ordered at 1 day old when they will be sent to you probably by road. At this time, they do not require any feeding because their bodies contain the vestiges of the yolk sac which has sustained them within.
Graham, you've challenged.
I felt sick.
But I enjoyed the information, the fact that they would be sent to you probably by road.
Anyway, Graham, so you were sick. That's your challenge.
I just felt it deviated from just good taste.
No. What? Look, he gets a bonus point because he was sick. And
I'm not proud. I'll take it.
Because the audience enjoyed his comment and reaction, so he gets his bonus for that. But Pam keeps the subject and a point because you were interrupted, and you still have chicks, and you have 42 seconds starting now.
Upon receipt of your chicks, you will discover that the two main threats to their well-being are predators and cold. Mink and rats will devour your chicks if you let them, and an infrared overhead lamp must be suspended close to them in order that they do not become chilled, which will kill them off quicker than anything.
Tony, challenge, and what is your challenge?
Well, I think hesitation is because he stopped completely.
I have to ask. In case you said something different. So, Tony, you have a point for that. You have chicks. You have 10 seconds, starting now.
I ordered some chicks once, expecting them to be delivered by road, but they weren't. They were airdropped in by a helicopter. A man was up there, and he held them over.
So, Tony Hawk, speaking as the whistle went, not only gained that extra point, but he brought that round and that show to end with a certain style and panache. And I'll give you the final score. Graham Norton was equal with Pam Ayres in third place, but they were only 1 point behind Clement Freud, but he was a few points behind Tony Hawk. So, Tony, we say this week, you are our winner. And we have no more time to play Just a Minute. So it only remains to say thank you to these four intrepid and delightful players of the game, Graham Norton, Tony Hawkes, Clement Freud and Pam Ayres. I also thank Claire Bartlett for helping with the score and blowing her whistle so delicately after the 60 seconds. And I thank our producer and director, Claire Jones, who contributes so much. And also we are indebted to Ian Messiter, who created this game. And we are deeply indebted to this lovely audience here in this beautiful Old Vic Theatre in Bristol, who've cheered us on our way magnificently. From our audience, from me, Nicholas Parsons, and the panel, goodbye, and tune in the next time we play Just a Minute.